It's episode number 2483 of the Who Cares News for Friday, July 14th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Fans are Googling about Margot Robbie, but not in a way you might think.
No?
No. It seems fans are searching for images of Margot's feet.
Feet?
Her little Barbie feet. Yeah.
I heard somewhere there's a website called Wiki Feet. I think she's on there.
There are people.
They like their feet.
Who will pay subscriptions to OnlyFans.
Yeah, just to see feet.
Just to see feet.
Wow.
There's cheaper ways to do this.
I guess.
Especially now that it's summertime.
Well, it's good that she's got something to fall back on. If the acting thing doesn't work out because of the SAG thing and it goes too long, she can always get a temporary job as a foot model on OnlyFans. She can go by an alias, too.
So Margot said, the very first time I Googled myself, alias, Barbie feet.
She can be Barbie feet. Why? There's a million Barbies. She could be Barbie feet 135.
Who would know?
Nobody would know.
The very first time I Googled myself, you know how when you type something into Google and it predicts what the rest of it's going to be?
Yeah.
She said, I had started working and I was on things and I hadn't Googled myself before. So I wrote in Margot Robbie, and before I finished writing in Robbie, Margot Robbie feet came up.
So, oh, that's great.
Margot said at first she was a little weirded out by it.
That is a little weird.
But Margot had moved past the weird phase, though. And now she just finds it flattering.
She is, I haven't paid a lot of attention to her other than the fact she's been in a lot of really fun movies. She was in Whiskey Tango Foxtrot with Tina Fey. Saw that movie for Tina Fey. Everybody adores Tina. But she was good. She played kind of a really good character. She's been in a lot of stuff. She's obviously beautiful. But
she was recently in something with Brad Pitt.
Yeah, yeah. I cannot wait to see Barbie. To see Barbie.
Not that there will be any. When's it come out?
Friday, next week.
Oh, lucky for them. Because otherwise,
for them, they were done with the promotional junket before the SAG thing. Yeah. Now we know why they've been promoting it like crazy last month, because they knew this was coming.
She was like, I was like, oh, wow, this is a thing. I didn't realize. And since then, you know, I've been lucky enough to be a part of iconic films. And there's been some shots of my feet, which I think had only encouraged this notion. She said, I have to say, I'm really flattered that people are excited about my feet.
Well, you know what? And with this movie coming out, we're going to get a good look at those feet.
Boy, there's going to be people who love her feet are going to flock to the movies.
Absolutely.
Carrying on with the news about Snoop Dogg for Shizzle.
For Shizzle.
Does he still say for Shizzle?
I don't know what he says. He's in Jack in the Box commercials with Jack. That's all I know. Because he's got a meal.
Well, he wasn't always on top.
He wasn't?
In fact, he was once so poor. How poor was
he? How poor was he?
He had a cockroach for a pet.
Oh, jeez.
And he
I don't
even
buy
gave
this.
It a name.
Oh, well, like that I buy. Gave it a name. Okay.
He said, oh, yeah, Gooch used to live with me.
Gooch?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
In my apartment. I had a roach we couldn't kill. We tried to kill the mother effer when we first moved in. He wouldn't die.
Well, because he's a cockroach.
We called him the Gooch.
The Gooch.
He just kept getting bigger and bigger. I stayed in that apartment for like about 6-7 months. Grew to the size of about a whole dollar bill.
Wow. That's one cockroach. I don't think I buy this, Snoop. I think this is just urban legend.
I don't know. I think it's possible.
$1?
They used to leave out food for him.
Okay.
Hey, depending on where he lives, some of those suckers can get effing big.
All right. I gotcha.
Snoop didn't say where he got the name, but if you remember the sitcom Different Strokes,
yep.
Arnold's school bully
yep.
was called the Gooch.
Yep.
So it does sound like a definite possibility.
No, it's a possibility. Yeah. And that would have been right time-wise for Snoop and age and watching Different Strokes as a kid. The Gooch. By the way, he was never seen on Different Strokes, only talked about.
Really? Yeah. That's true, huh?
Yeah, just a little side thing. Wasn't the guy on Second Chance with Matthew Perry named Gooch his sidekick? I could be wrong.
I don't know, but
he had a good-looking sidekick.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I thought his name was Gooch. Yeah. Oh, well, anyway.
You might have to look that up.
I'm looking. I've been looking. Famous Gooches, the only one that comes up is the Gooch.
Famous Gooches.
The Gooch. The unseen Gooch. Oh, my God. No, I did. I looked up. Gooch Yamaguchi is a Steve Yamaguchi, a supporting character in the epic tales of Captain Underpants.
Oh.
All right. So there's one. Okay. With our apologies to Willis, because what you talking about, Willis? And?
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
Halle Berry.
Of course.
More Who Cares on Monday. Have a great weekend, and
that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.